Front Lines, Don't You Ignore Me. Written and read by K Burb. This is a Batman fic rated teen and up audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the characters of Dick Grayson, Jason Todd, Tim Drake, Damian Wayne, and Bruce Wayne. Summary: Four Robins and the feeling of failure. One Bat and the realization he might have instilled it in them.
And the air is thick with loss and indecision. I know my pain is such an imposition. Now you're running down the hallway.
Dick should have expected it. After all, hadn't he been the one to give up on Bruce? Wasn't it his choice to step away, give up the mantle, create a new life? Or was that just the narrative he spun, the lie he told himself, the reality he created, to shove down the pain of being cast aside for something so simple as a gunshot wound? That old pain, the one he had so successfully convinced himself wasn't real, twist in his gut now. It rises up, threatens to take over. A new face is wearing his costume. A new boy bears his name, takes his risks. He's angry, and it comes out in screaming matches with Bruce. Dick avoids Jason. Tries not to let the anger spill to the other boy. But is he making the right choice? Does Jason know it isn't his fault? It was always clear to Jason that he was no Dick Grayson. He knew it. Bruce knew it. Barbara made it known. Dick wanted nothing to do with him, looked through him as though he wasn't there. Even Alfred, his only ally, had moments where his face would twist with disappointment. Disappointment at Jason's words, disappointment at his choices. No matter how many times Alfred tried to tell Jason that Bruce loved him, the reality loomed too clearly in his peripheral. Bruce took him in, Bruce chose him, but only because he needed a Robin. Jason's reality was this. Bruce would have rather had Dick Grayson by his side, easygoing and following orders, than Jason Todd. No matter how close he was with Dick, no matter how much of a father figure Bruce tried to be to him, Tim always felt a sense of displacement, a deep seed of guilt in his chest. He'd pushed to be Robin, followed around Batman and Robin until one day there was a position to be filled. Was it too soon? Had he even allowed the others the grief they needed to feel? Or had he simply taken advantage of Bruce, who so badly needed connection? And then Damian shows up, and it's so easy for Bruce to set Tim to the side. So easy to take his real son and give him the Robin costume. Sure, he agrees to promote Tim, keep Tim around, but it's not the same. Damian makes it so clear who is better, and Tim can't help but agree. Damian is proof. Proof that Tim was never meant to be Robin. Proof that Tim was not a part of this family. Not really. Proof he just forced his way in. Tim was not chosen.
Thank you.
For all his posturing, for all his mother raised him to be, Damian knew he wasn't the best Robin. Moreover, he knew Father knew it as well. Knew Father experienced a sense of perpetual disappointment in his son. Disappointment at his methods, for his instincts. Damian wants to read it as regret for not being there for the crucial stages of his development. Wants his father's frustrations to be with mother, with grandfather, not with him. He can't. He knows the truth. The only time Damien's words, Damien's superiority, were not a lie was when Dick Grayson was Batman. Grayson tried to change him, sure, fix the things that made him bad. But Grayson is never disappointed in him. Not like Father. Those are often the best nights. Alfred did his best to raise Bruce, to step in as both father and mother, all while still maintaining his decorum as the Wayne family butler. Bruce knew that Alfred loved him. He knew that Alfred never tried to replace his parents, just fill that void. Alfred had no children of his own. He just had Bruce. And yet, for all that love, for all that connection, Bruce felt that he was a burden. Raising Bruce was not Alfred's choice. It was a duty thrust upon him. And while Bruce did not grow up with a lack of love, he did grow up knowing he was a burden. No matter how well Alfred raised him, no matter how much care he showed, there was a feeling of something being missing. Bruce never voiced this to Alfred, never wanted him to have a misplaced guilt over a death that wasn't his fault. Bruce knew that if it was anyone's fault, it was his own, for insisting on going to the theater that night. Now, Bruce is trying to be a good father to his children. Has he been? Has Bruce loved them well, like Alfred before him? Or has Bruce continued to be a burden to everyone around him? Has he burdened his children with responsibilities that should have been his alone to carry? Has Bruce shown his boys how valuable they are? How uniquely special each one is to him? Instilled in them a confidence in their strengths? Shown them how to tackle their weaknesses? Or has Bruce simply just fucked them all up, one by one? The end. How long could we be a sad song till we were too far gone to bring back to life? I gave you all my best beats, my endless.